Good morning. Can you hear me? Yeah? Oh, I can't hear myself. Good morning and welcome to worship on this what might seem a bit like an unusual Sunday for many of us. Paul will do the announcement at the end of the meeting later on. Obviously, most of us would have heard the news by now about the Queen. And many of us here, she's probably the only queen we've ever known. And this morning, we'll spend time to remember her and pray for the royal family. And personally, for me, when I was thinking about her, when I saw the rainbow came out, and that reminded me of the person she was. We didn't know much about her, but there was one thing we knew for sure. It was her faith, and that she was a servant queen to her king, wasn't she? And in that kind of feeling, I felt for me, it's good that as we remember her, we can mourn about her grief, but we also celebrate the fact that we know she is in a better place with the king that she served. And we want to reflect that this morning. Grieving can be a time of sadness, but we remember her. Remember her service to this country and the Commonwealth and everywhere else. Remember her as a queen, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. And this morning, we want to praise God, don't we? And we'll start by a psalm, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are uproaring, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought onto the earth. He makes walls cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And indeed, the Lord is our God. He is our fortress. And in whatever situation we're going through, he remained the same. As the queen has probably been the one figure that we all know and remain the same, but we know that our God doesn't change, does he? He is the same, and he will always remain the same. So we're going to start by singing our first song, song number 45. Now we thank all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things have done. In him his world rejoices, who from our mother's arm have blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Let us stand and we sing this through.
Thank you.
we're going to sing our next song, King of Kings, Majesty. God of Heaven, live in me. Gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and the end, all within me falls at your throne. Your Majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. In royal robes I don't deserve, I live to serve your Majesty. That's our prayer this morning, that we live to serve our Majesty, who is the King of Kings. Just like our Queen did, she lived to serve him. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Queen is dead. Her long life is over, but you live forever. The Queen is dead. Her long reign is over, but you reign forever. The Queen is dead. Her loving service is over, but you, your love lives forever. We give you thanks that in your life she shaped her life. Under your sovereignty she fashioned her reign. In your loving heart she found wisdom and peace. Forgive us when we did not follow her example, nor recognizing the power of a humble Christ-like service. Strengthen our resolve to find a home in your heart and to live with wisdom, humility, and grace. Lord, your kingship surpasses for it is found in a manger and in a cross, and in this light all earthly monarchies may find the wisdom to rule as your servant Elizabeth did so memorably. Enable us to value her ministry in the way we serve one another, that she who reigned over us may live gloriously with you forever, for Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
Thank you.
heart for Auckland and remember her smile and her service and her faith. And let us follow her example. She was never shy, was she, to talk about her faith. The band's going to come and bring to us their ministry. Thank you.
Let us pray for our royal family and especially our Queen. Our Father God, we gather on this day, our hearts and minds turned to the royal family. We pray for your comfort and peace to surround them all as they grieve the loss of their loved one, the Queen. We pray for her children, grandchildren, and all her family members and friends. We remember too her staff and all who worked closely with her. We thank you for her service, her lifelong devotion to the duty to the United Kingdom and our Commonwealth of Nations. We remember her appreciation of the Salvation Army and the occasions when she recognised and supported our work. We pray especially for her son, Charles the King, as he assumes his great responsibilities at this time of sorrow. During these days of great change and challenge in our country, may we find strength and courage together in communities, loving God and loving others in the name of Christ, the King of Kings. Amen.
The songsters are going to come and sing to us. They're going to sing a song entitled Sing of Jesus. It simply says, I love to sing of the Savior who gave his life for me. He fills my spirit with gladness, for service sets me free. How I love to sing of Jesus.
Thank you. reading for this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I suspect in one way or another, we have all been affected by the death of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Perhaps, like me, you have been surprised at the feeling of grief that her death has engendered. For many of us, as Lisette has already said, she is the only monarch we have known. Some of us will remember King George VI. A few will remember Edward VIII. And there may be a few here today who were small children towards the end of the reign of George V. Because of the length of her reign, Queen Elizabeth II has been present throughout our lives. But soon, her profile will disappear from our stamps. As new coins are introduced, her image will no longer be engraved on them. Our tongues will stumble over the modified names of government bodies and other institutions. Her voice will be missing from our Christmas days. And already the words of our national anthem have taken on their masculine form. The Queen was part of our everyday lives, and her loss will be felt and observed in all sorts of different aspects of our lives. But beyond these symbols of the monarchy, it feels as if the Queen has always been here and would continue to always be here. And in the words of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, you won't hear me quote him often, in Parliament on Friday, she was a changeless human reference point in British life. She represented stability, and that anchor has gone. As ubiquitous as the Queen was, we actually know very little about her. Some of us may have had the privilege of meeting her, but her talent for listening gave those who met her the impression of having had a real encounter with her. But in reality, it was her ability to show an interest in others that gave them the impression of being known and heard, because she never actually introduced herself into the conversation. We do know that she loved animals. She was passionate about horses and racing, and her image will forever be associated with corgis. As a former member of the armed forces, I was privileged perhaps to some knowledge of her that others didn't. And I remember my director of music when I was in the band of His Majesty's Irish Guards. It would never sound right. And whenever he introduced a selection of music from high society, he would be able to tell the audience that the Queen's favourite melody from that musical was True Love. And the end of his introduction was always, "And do you know how I know that? Because Her Majesty the Queen told me." We know also of the closeness of a relationship with Prince Philip, we always sensed that the bond between them was strong in a world where we wouldn't necessarily expect to see that. Their world, I mean. Nevertheless, throughout her long public life, she remained circumspect about revealing anything about herself. She wisely steered away from making any political pronouncements. She consistently refrained from displaying the emotions she certainly felt, and she rarely expressed an opinion so as to preserve unity and guarantee that stability that I've already mentioned. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has been omnipresent in our lives, yet we know nearly nothing about her. The one thing, however, that we do know is that she was not shy. She would not shy away from displaying her faith in her Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. So over the next few moments, I would like to share a few of my observations about how the Queen presented her faith, so that hopefully we will be inspired to draw on her example. The Queen's Christmas messages are a depository of fantastic insights into her faith. And here is a quote from her message in the year 2000. To many of us, our beliefs are of fundamental importance. For me, the teachings of Christ and my own personal accountability before God provide a framework in which I try to lead my life. I, like so many of you, have drawn great comfort in difficult times from Christ's words and example. Later, in her 2014 Christmas message, the Queen said, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is an inspiration and anchor in my life, a role model of reconciliation and forgiveness, the stretched out hands of love, acceptance, and healing." There is a level of detail, of profundity, in how the Queen describes her faith that suggests to me that faith in Christ was a lived reality for her. She didn't stick to platitudes, and I, for what it's worth, sense, particularly in that second quote, that she had personally wrestled with the themes that she was expounding. I suppose it would be expected of the monarch to speak of faith, particularly given their role as head of the Church of England. But this Queen always seemed to speak from the heart and out of her experience of the difference that faith in Jesus can and did make for her. I think it's clear that the Queen had a genuine and vibrant faith, and for her, this faith was the very foundation of her life. What these quotes do demonstrate is that she was never afraid to speak publicly about her faith. And in this regard, she was out of step with society at large, especially in recent years. So in many ways, she became a mouthpiece for Christ. And in recent years, certainly, I suspect that the Queen's Christmas messages were the only opportunity many had to hear the gospel. We see here further evidence that for the Queen, faith was not a private matter, limited to the private sphere. Jesus Christ and her faith in him were something worth sharing, gently but unashamedly. Finally, it seems fairly clear to me that for the Queen, faith was more than words or a personal inner experience. The Queen acted on her faith and it shaped her reign. This is clearly evident in her dedication to service. But I wonder if it's not more evident in her humility. When I watch the film of the coronation, I can't help but feel that she was moved by the sacramental nature of that moment. She was aware of God's involvement in her accession to the throne. So yes, becoming queen was a quirk of history and genealogy. But I sense that she was always aware that God was part of her position as well. Her reign was never only about her. But with this sense of God's participation in all that was happening to her, she always seemed to prioritise others. It seems to me that the Queen viewed her reign only in the context of the supreme reign of Jesus Christ. She was constantly aware of a higher authority, and it very possibly kept her sense of position and privilege in check. When thinking about what to say today, the text that came straight away to my mind was the Bible reading that Sheila shared with us earlier this morning. It seems to me that faced with Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" the Queen's answer would have been unequivocal, and she would have joined in with Peter's response, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Even though she was a queen, she knew the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The proclamation of the Lordship of Jesus was not mere words for her. Faith was the bedrock of her life. God was not an accessory of her privileged position. Rather, her privileged position was viewed, experienced, and received as a gift from God. Her faith shaped everything that she was and everything that she did. So today, we give thanks for the example of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We rejoice that she is now in the care of the Saviour that she knew. May we live with Christ as our firm foundation. And may we, like the now late Queen, live with our faith on our sleeves for all to see. May we join together in singing song number 613, number 613. "O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee till the end. I don't know the lady. I've met her a couple of times. We never had any proper discussions. Certainly not religious ones. But I see evidence in her of that commitment to serve Jesus, to live according to his ways, and not only to do that, but to speak of it also. That great fear that we all have." So let's think about our response to her example as we sing together. Thank you. We sing some amazing things, don't we? We sing some beautiful words of hope. And what awaits us is glorious. But the presence of Jesus in our lives allows us to experience something of the kingdom of God now. So may we live as the Queen certainly did, with Jesus as a firm foundation. With the ability to fearlessly yet gently speak of him, and to allow him in his kingdom to shape how we live. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, make us hear you, as our hymn just said. Shape us to live lives that are worthy of you. May our hope not only be a disembodied future possibility, but a reality lived today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to stand as we join, if you are able, as we join in our closing song from this morning. It's number 253. For all the saints who from their labours rest. Let's stand and sing together.
Thank you.
I'm now going to pronounce the benediction. After the benediction, I invite you to sit, and I'll share the announcements that we chose not to do at the beginning of the meeting on this occasion. So don't go rushing off for that cup of tea. And don't go thinking that the meeting is shorter than usual, because it isn't. Words from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Listen to these words and allow yourself to be amazed. Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Please take your seats. So I'm going to apologize straight away. I would be a terrible Corps Sergeant Major. So if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. And please bear with me. Last week I promised you a printed Corps newsletter, but due to ongoing problems with the printer, which are hopefully about to be resolved, I hope to make that available next week. Straight after the meeting, we will have fellowship and refresh. No, we won't have fellowship. We've had fellowship already. We will continue in fellowship as we share together a cup of tea and coffee. Mine's milk, no sugar. There will be no open air today, but the band this afternoon will be heading down at 3:30 to the town hall to play the national anthem for the proclamation this afternoon. The weekly program is gradually recommencing, but there's still a few things that will wait until next week. On Monday, there will be no Sally Wags as yet. On Wednesday at 1:30, we have Friends Together, but no band practice. We had a wonderful time at Friends Together last week. If you're free on a Wednesday afternoon, come on down. There's tea, coffee and cake. And nice people. So, and cake. So do come along. On Thursday, 10:30, Felixstowe International Friends. No explorers as yet, and no songs are practiced this week. The bi-weekly Bible study will be restarted soon, when I've got my head around a few other things. The office will be open every day from 10 to 1 for signposting, the food bank, and for general administration of what goes on here. Sunday, we will worship here as usual, and Lisette will be preaching on an encounter between Simon Peter and Jesus as told in John 21. These are some things for your consideration. More generally, you will have noticed that there are harvest envelopes at the back of the hall, kindly prepared by Jim, as our harvest altar service will take place in 2 weeks' time on Sunday, the 25th of September. So please take your envelope, or if you do not have a named envelope, take an envelope and consider how you can support the work of the Salvation Army locally in that appeal. During that harvest service, there will also be an opportunity to donate some food, and we will for our food bank, and we will draw up a list for that specifically, because our needs are quite specific at this point in time. September is also the month for big collection, when we used to go door to door collecting. I understand we haven't done that here in recent years. Although we might again. Who knows? got a blank sheet of paper ahead of us, John. It's wonderful. But the appeal is happening nonetheless in other places, and we do collect in other ways anyway throughout the year. But if Salvation Army social services, homelessness, older people's services, our work in prisons, family tracing, if all that stuff is of interest to you and of value to you, it's where the Salvation Army has made its name in many ways. Please speak to me and we'll find a way for you to donate to that appeal also. I've got a third announcement again about money. Money doesn't make the world go round, but it certainly keeps the church standing. In the absence of a core treasurer, I am covering those responsibilities with the assistance of another and very soon others. In order to make our job easier, I would invite you to consider giving your cartridge by standing order. It's a very easy process. Come to me, tell me that you would like to do that. I'll go away, I'll sit on the computer, I'll print off a form. Most of your details will be on there, apart from your bank details. All you have to do then is take it to your bank, send it to your bank, set it up on your online banking, if that's what you use, and it would make my job a lot easier. And it will free my time to do the things that are important, in which, at the minute, I'm being taken away from because I have to be considering the finances of the court. There is nothing easier than giving via standing order. If it worries you that you will not be seen putting something in the collection plate, well, there's two options. The first is, bring a pound in your pocket, place that in your plate. Or, be safe in the knowledge that God knows that you're giving anyway. Lizette and I have been wonderful. I'm going off on one. We have been wonderfully blessed by giving by standing order. It's the first thing that goes out of our bank account on the first of the month. And we have never felt that we have been left wanting. Because our first priority in our personal finances is tithing. But I do recognise that we are blessed as well in that regard. Not with loads of money, but with lots of advantages. Finally, no, it's not finally. I've got one thing I would like you to think about. Last week, a few of us were talking about going to the big church day out. Ever heard of it? Big Christian festival somewhere down in West Sussex with great preaching, great worship leaders and all stuff like that. If you would be interested in coming, it does involve camping, I fear. Well, I don't fear, I enjoy it, but it might put others off. If you're interested in coming, let me know. Let me know, because we can bring the cost down, etc. Let me know if you would be interested in coming, and we might start thinking about that for next year. Because, frankly, I've always wanted to go, so if you could help make my dream a reality, I'll be forever grateful. Finally, for your prayers. I would make a terrible Corps Sergeant Major, wouldn't I? Stop encouraging me, John, because the more you comment, the more I'm going to go on. Let's pray for John Ellison. His operation on Friday went well, but he's still only one-eyed. He is going well, and he'll be back with us soon. But hold him in. Isn't he a great man? And shouldn't we be thankful for him? And shouldn't we be making our thanks known to God about him? And maybe be praying for him in this kind of time of of concern. Let's pray for Linda Squirrel, who is in Scotland, who lost her mum last Sunday early in the morning. Let's pray for the family. Let's pray for David, who will be heading up soon, I expect, to conduct the funeral. 22nd, so the following week. Let's hold that family in our prayers, please. And finally, we rejoice for the arrival of Eva Meredith. Am I right? We rejoice with the new grandparents and with Uncle Ben. We rejoice with you for that new arrival. I'll be quiet. Is the band going to play, or are we just going to go and have our cups of tea? What do you think, Ben? Play, and let's go and enjoy our cup of tea and coffee and the time together.